Defense attorneys in Antifa trial question police response in ICE detention facility shooting. Dallas. Defense attorneys in the North Texas Antifa trial questioned whether an Alvarado police officer would have been shot in the neck if he had kept his gun holstered during a protest that turned violent. Defense attorneys also laid the groundwork to exclude guns, body armor, and anti-government paraphernalia found in backpacks at the scene by accusing officers of illegally searching their clients' backpacks as the first week of the trial drew to a close Friday. The Fort Worth trial is expected to last 3 weeks. Members of Antifa, short for anti-fascist, have not faced terrorism-related charges until now, despite being involved in organized protests across the country that have at times turned violent. Antifa is modeled after a group that worked as the violent arm of the Communist Party in Germany in the 1930s. Some symbols from the original group are still used by the movement today, such as the logo and the raised fist salute. The trial follows President Donald Trump's executive order on September 22, 2025, designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. In the landmark case, the government claims an Antifa cell launched a coordinated attack against the Prairieland Detention Center housing illegal immigrants outside Dallas on July 4, 2025, leaving one officer shot. Almost an ambush. Defense attorneys have described the incident as a noise protest with fireworks and a bullhorn to show support for detainees inside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Facility. Detention facility officers testified that they investigated the loud noises outside the detention building the night of July 4th and told black-clad protesters to leave. The detention officers, who were unarmed, started running toward the parking lot after hearing loud popping noises. They saw a police car heading toward them and noticed two people dressed in black. As the police vehicle pulled up, one of the detention officers yelled to the police officer and pointed at the figures, including one that was running. Gunfire erupted within seconds of Alvarado Police Lieutenant Thomas Gross getting out of his vehicle, and he was struck in the neck. The detention officers, who were in fear of their lives, took cover, with one making it back into the facility. During the trial, defense attorneys accused Gross of drawing his gun as an alleged Antifa member ran away. They questioned law enforcement witnesses about whether it was proper for an officer to pull his gun on someone fleeing and potentially shoot the person in the back. Defense attorneys pointed out that shots were fired at the lieutenant only after he pulled his weapon, and that the two other detention facility officers weren't harmed. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sean Smith told the jury during opening arguments that defendant Benjamin Song allegedly shot 11 times at police and detention officers until his rifle jammed. Song then allegedly hid in nearby woods for 24 hours. The prosecution said that Song confessed to the shooting and that cooperating witnesses, who have already pleaded guilty to charges associated with the riot, would corroborate that assertion. Billy James Hill Jr., an investigator with the Texas Rangers, testified it was not unreasonable for Gross to draw his firearm in the chaotic scene that was unfolding, which included the black-clad individual running. "It's out of nowhere," Hill said. It was almost an ambush situation for Lieutenant Gross. The bullet exited the other side of Gross's neck and lodged in his body armor, according to testimony. The wounded officer fell but managed to fire off 3 shots. He was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released. Potential government witnesses include Nathan Bauman, 20, Joy Gibson, 30, Seth Sykes, 22, Lynette Sharp, 57, and John Thomas, 32. Each entered guilty pleas to one count of providing material support to terrorists during their federal court hearing. Don't talk. During the first week of trial that ended Friday, government witnesses described finding a large cache of weapons, body armor, medical kits to treat gunshot wounds, and anti-government stickers within backpacks and vehicles belonging to the defendants. The stickers had slogans such as "Make America Not Exist Again" and "We Don't Want Revenge, We Want Reform," according to the prosecution. The 9 defendants on trial have pleaded not guilty. Cameron Arnold, Zachary Evitz, Bradford Morris, Maricela Rueda, and Song face the most serious charges: attempted murder, discharging a firearm during a crime of violence, and providing material support to terrorists. Other defendants facing lesser charges include Savannah Batten, Elizabeth Soto, Ines Soto, and Daniel Rolando Sanchez Estrada. During the trial this week, law enforcement witnesses described seeing a group of five people dressed in black casually walking down the road near the ICE facility after the lieutenant was shot. Officers responding to the scene initially thought they might be pedestrians who had been told to vacate the area, then stopped them for questioning, according to Alvarado Police Officer Jeremiah Zapata. The five people were cooperative until law enforcement began searching three black backpacks, Zapata said. Zapata said defendant Ines Soto, who was carrying one of the backpacks, warned the rest of the group to keep quiet. "Everyone, don't say anything. Don't talk," Soto can be heard saying as the prosecution played police body camera video. Other defendants can be heard on the video saying, "I do not consent to a search." Johnson County Sheriff's Deputy Carl Parsons testified he was shocked after he searched the minivan driven by Morris that was pulled over as it was leaving the scene. Parsons described seeing Morris dressed in all-black tactical-style clothing and spied a loaded pistol on the floor. Morris allegedly told Johnson County Detective William Riley that he had just met the other people involved in the incident online and didn't know their names. Deputies testified they found other AR-15 style rifles and at least four or five magazine clips holding 25 to 30 rounds each in the back of the vehicle, along with body armor. Parsons can be heard on body camera audio using several expletives after finding the gear while talking to another officer about what looked like a targeted hit on the ICE detention center. "It appeared to be a targeted terror attack on the facility," he said.